Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
From Exodus 24, verse 2, Moses alone is to approach the Lord. It's essential to be alone with God in order to hear clearly from Him. For a texting, tweeting generation, hooked on mobile phones and bombarded by round-the-clock media, this can be a tough concept to grasp. But until you do, you'll get nowhere spiritually. Are you serious about following Jesus? He often withdrew and prayed. He went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. How did Jacob the deceiver become Israel, a prince with God? The Bible says he was left alone, and a man, the angel of the Lord, wrestled with him till daybreak. The greatest spiritual victories come from the battles God calls you to fight when you're alone with Him. He outlines and clarifies His plans for your life when there's nobody else around. That's because He wants you to be more influenced by Him than them. When God is grooming you for a special assignment, you'll be required to spend time outside the company of others. In Exodus, God said, Moses alone is to approach. The people may not come up with him. After Elijah spent the night alone in a cave, God told him, go out and stand on the mountain, for the Lord is about to pass by. Daniel was left alone, gazing at this great vision. Jeremiah wrote, I sat alone because your hand was on me. Learn the difference between loneliness and solitude. When God sidelines you, glean all you can from the experience and move on to the next level. From Vision's Word for Today, learn to be alone with God.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.